think a man ought to do is he ought to walk wisely in his house. Man ought to walk wisely in his house. Would one of my deacons go outside? There's somebody got loud music. Is that a train? Okay. We had that one time, horns were going off. We thought, whatever. And here somebody's breaking in all our windows of our doors and stole passports and money. And so I'm always jumping, but deacons always be, you hear something, just get up and go out. If you don't, I'll have to stop my message. I'm going to have to figure out what's going on. Thank you very much. I will walk wisely in my house. Psalm 101 verse 2 says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. This, first of all, would change your life if you would walk in your heart, in your house with a perfect heart. There are certain things you would not be watching. There are certain things you would not be listening to. There are certain things you would be very careful about, because what you do in your home, God knows. And you've got a whole bunch of little God spies in that home. And they're watching you and they're seeing you. And I wrote underneath there's no regrets. When you walk with a perfect heart in your home. He said, but preacher, you know, there's some things that going that you know. No. You are the head of your home. If you're the father, you're the head of the home. You have a great responsibility. And when those kids leave, I hope to say you can say, you know, I have no regrets. Those kids may not serve the Lord, but it wouldn't be your fault. Did you know some kids just don't want to serve God? You know, there may be even kids tonight just here because they have to be here on church because they know that parents make them come to church. I pity you. I feel so sorry for you that you don't want to be in church. The greatest time in my life is church. I loved church when I was a kid. When I was in high school, I loved church. Just loved being there. It's a terrible thing when a person does not, that has to do things because their parents tell them to instead of happily joyfully doing the things that are supposed to be done. So the father has a responsibility, and when he realizes that this responsibility is great upon him, his shoulder, he said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Behave means that you have to be under control. Ever heard something? Hey, you behave. Ever heard that? Well, you behave. What a minute. Behave. Do what you're supposed to do. Talk like you're supposed to talk. Act like you're supposed to act. Dress like you're supposed to dress. Behave yourself. Today, we went out to eat with my son and my grandson who goes to the University of Montana. He had his buddy with him. And my wife looked over and said, now you behave yourself. She wasn't talking about my grandson. He's talking about Ben. You behave yourself. Yeah, my mother wore that word out, amen. Number two, I'll walk lovingly in my church. Did you know that all of us don't all think alike? Did you know that everybody has a good idea, especially if it's theirs? Do you know that everybody knows how to have a perfect church? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us an offering of sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Boy, you ever go into a place that just doesn't smell just right? And just got full. When I was working for Ware Smith Funeral Home, there was a few times we had to go pick up the remains of the remains. And boy, that's why we always kept Vicks Vapor Rub in the glove box, because we just opened that up and put a couple gobs up your nose. Now, you understand, here's something really gross. If you can smell it, you're actually tasting it. I just thought I'd tell you that. Isn't that wonderful? That's nasty. Man, we come in and place it. They weren't so bad, anyway. Huh? You know, God says, oh, the other day I made prime rib for my grandkids. And you walked in that house, and I was like, I mean, huh? God said, I want you to know that my love, I sacrificed, and it was a sweet smell to God, my love. I love people who are not lovable, but I still love them. And God says, you know what? That's what we're supposed to do in our church. We're to love one another, and we're to be that sweet smell of sacrifice because we have overlooked things in other people's lives, and we say, you know what? I love you. Unconditional love. That's what it's supposed to be in the home, amen? Husband, wife, unconditional. I love her no matter what. I love my children no matter what. Some of your children are not going to be so lovable when they grow up. But you still love them. And say, hey, I want you to know that you'll always be my son. You'll always be my daughter. I will walk lovingly in the church. Number three, I'll walk circumspectly in the world. There's a lot of things you can get yourself into. There's a lot of things you can get caught at. There's a lot of things that people are trying to get you to do things that are wrong, trying to get the reason they want to get do something wrong so that they don't feel inferior. So they said, you know what? Hey, if you and I do it, we won't get in trouble. That's a little stupid going on. Kind of hard to fix stupid. No, I'm going to walk circumspectly in the world. My mother said, walking circumspectly, you had to understand my mother. My mother was one of these ladies that very careful about how she talked, very proper. If you met Genevieve Shear, you'd meet the most proper lady in the world. She graduated from college with honors, 188 hours in the ministry. She had the pastoral ministries course, 198 hours. She had taken a Bible and a couple of Bibles and cut it up and made a harmony of the Gospels. In other words, put it all in chronological order, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I still have that. But one day I said, circumspectly, Mama, what does that mean? She said, well, son, it's like walking through the chicken coop barefoot. I said, what did you say? She said, never mind. Walking through the chicken yard barefoot. You walk circumspectly. You just got to be careful where you stand so you don't step in it, all right? I'm just trying to help you, all right? And that's what God said. Hey, we are to walk circumspectly. You'll never forget that. I promise you that. You're to be walking circumspectly in this world because there are a lot of junk you can step on and things that will hurt you. Number four, you need to walk in the truth. There's a lot of lies out there today. A lot of things out there, just a pack of lies. One man says, hey, if you drink up some booze, it'll make you smarter. Hey, stupid, when you drink alcohol, it goes in your brain and kills brain cells. Somebody asked me a while back, I said, how come you don't drink? I said, man, I only have a few brain cells there, and I don't want to hurt none of them. Every time, it kills them. It literally destroys them, and brain cells are not remade. I can tell some of you have been drinkers. I will walk in the truth. John 4. I rejoice greatly that I found that thy children walking in truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father. Walk in truth. Hey, it is your responsibility to say to your mama or your dad, hey, is this true or not? There are a lot of people out there trying to get you to believe a lot of lies. You see them all the time. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Bill, I can't think of his name on Fox News, he talks about, he said, all these spins, all these different people are just putting their spin on it. They're lies. Liar, 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 pants on fire. Amen. Just lie, 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 and think that people don't get it. Well, we get it. Quit lying. Just tell me the truth. Walk in the truth. Number five, I will walk continually in the light. At night when I ride with the sheriff, we've got lights in the car, but we don't want to turn them on because we don't want you to know that we're there. Amen? So I got this little light. It's a marvelous little thing. It just, I put it in the mouth. The right stuff. It just works great. I love light. I love light. I hate it when I go looking at something I can't see it. I get me a flashlight. I love light. So do you. You know, you get out of bed and the brain says, hey, we can make it. And the big toe says, no, 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 don't do that. Turn the light on. And the brain says, nah, we can make it. Now, this used to happen before. My wife, she'd turn the house upside down sometimes. Put this here and put that there and put that there and put over here and put over there. Not me, man. I want it right where it's at. Because it hurts. Walk in the light. Where do I find the light? I find the light, the Word of God. God's Holy Word, it's a light. It lights our paths. Shows us where we ought to go. Shows us where we've been. Amen. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light of the Word of God, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. I want to walk properly. I want to walk in the light. I want to make sure that God knows. He does know, but I want Him to know that I want to walk in His light. There's a lot of junk out there today. And I want to be very careful how I get in that junk. Number six, I will walk completely depending in the Spirit. There are certain people in this world, they do things and they don't even ask the question. They said, sure! Instead of saying, Holy Spirit, should I do this or not? Is this good for my testimony? Will my parents be proud of me? Holy Spirit, would you show me if I should buy this car or buy this house or buy this whatever or whatever? Lord, show me. Hey, that's a good idea. If I'm going to buy a car, if I was going to buy a car, I know a lot about cars, but if I was going to buy a car, there are a few guys that I go see. First of all, I go to see Terry Ross. I see Brian Furr. I would see Clyde Buell. John, I say, hey, what do you think about this car? And I know some of the other guys sharp on that. I wouldn't buy a car without asking them. I said, why? Because they work on them all the time. If I was going to buy a vacuum for a house, I'd find somebody who's got a vacuum and they like their vacuum. I'm going to ask some people, hey, you know what? Why should I throw God's money away? Huh? Hey, I want the Spirit to move in my heart, my life, and who I ask and who I talk about. Anything. If I was thinking about marriage, if I was thinking about finances, if I was thinking about, I would find some people that know exactly what to do and have the Holy Spirit work through them in me. That's a good idea. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. If God tells us to walk in the Spirit, I guess we're supposed to walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lusts in the flesh. So walk in the Spirit. And you're not going to fulfill this fleshly desires that we have. Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We say that when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within our heart. So the Bible said, hey, don't be ignorant of the Holy Spirit of God. Be thanking God for Him. And ask Him to show you and allow you to live the way you ought to live. Hey, you know, there'd be a lot of things I wouldn't have done if I would have said, Holy Spirit, should I do this? Number 7, I'll walk submissive in the Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Lord, what do you want me to do today? I pray this prayer many times. Holy Spirit, would you allow me, if Jesus Christ was on this earth and you would lead him to some unsaved person, lead me. I prayed, God, one day I sit in my office and in my home and I said, Lord, you know, handed out soul winning in a few days here, Lord, could you just lead someone by? All of a sudden, here comes a girl from, I forget where she was from, some around the world someplace, and they were selling something. And I said, let me tell you something about the greatest gift. I says, that's nice, but let me tell you the greatest gift. And I taught her, I never heard that before, she said in a broken language. And right there, right then, got the leader to the Lord. And just when I did that, another guy came up and he said, hey, preacher, this is my friend. I want you to tell him how to get saved. I mean, the same day. Let the Holy Spirit bring him on. Come on, Lord. I like that. So, in our Christian walk, we ought to be walking submissive in the Lord. You know, sometimes it's hard to be submissive. Sometimes it's hard to submit yourself. In fact, the Bible says submitting yourself one to another. The Bible talks about the wife submitting herself to her husband. There's a lot of submission going on. I am submitting myself constantly, though, to God. And said, dear God, what do you want me to do? When I was a little boy, I wanted to be a deputy. I wanted to be a fireman. I didn't want to be a preacher. I want to go to college, play football. I want to play for the Minnesota Vikings. Go Vikes! Sorry, it just came out of me. But anyway, there are certain things I wanted to do. Can I tell you a secret? When I took my first pastorate, I became the assistant fire chief of Delavan. I became the president of the Firefighters Association of Fairville County. Over 200 men. I moved to Elkton, South Dakota. Hey, will you be on our fire department? Sure. I was their treasurer. And then they sent me to school at South Dakota State University to pick my EMS training. Come to Great Falls, and the sheriff becomes a good friend of mine. I lead him to the Lord. He asked me to be a chaplain. I have got to do everything I ever dreamed about, but except being a football player. And I saw them guys playing the other day, and I think that would hurt. So I'm not going for the draft next year. But God, in His magnificent ways, gives us things that we desire if we just serve Him and give ourselves to Him. There is unbelievable opportunities God has for you. I want to be in the military. Shoot. 50% of our church are military guys now. God has given me that. On and on. He just keeps giving and giving and giving and giving. If we just walk in His ways. Submit to Him. Walk circumspectly in this world. Live in the confines of the Holy Spirit of God. I challenge you tonight that you would give yourself totally to God. Give yourself completely to Him. And just see what God will do with your life. I feel like a coach son. I just want to get you guys out there and just go out and... I was going to say kill them. We just say that, but that's not... That's not what I'm doing. Get out and pound them! No, that's not good either. But get out there and do your business. Look sharp. Dress sharp. Clean yourself up. Get people to say, I don't know what about that guy, but there's just something about him. I don't know about her, but there's just something about her. She's different. And then you get the chance to say, you know what? Jesus loves you. I was sitting in my office tonight just making sure everything's ready and got a phone call from my son, Corey. And I wish you'd pray for this situation. Corey says, hey, Pops, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm just making sure everything's ready for tonight. He said, I'm on my way over to a viewing 2 nights ago. Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah, 2 nights, I think it was 2 or 3 nights ago. He said, one of my guys that I've worked with for 10 years at Irwin Penland, he and his wife were home, and they both were sick. And she said to him, I don't feel very good. I think I'm just going to go upstairs and lay in bed for a little bit. He said, well, I don't feel very good either, but I'm going to sit here and watch TV. And he watched a football game 3 hours. When he went upstairs, he found her dead, 36 years old. He said, what am I going to say to this guy? I said, well, first of all, you just go. And I'm going to pray that God gives you the words to talk to this guy. He said, Dad, I don't know if they're believers. I said, well, you're going to have a chance. And he will. Pray for Corey. Things in life, we just don't know which way to turn, do we? But if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, and we're careful about walking circumspectly in this world, and that we are not obnoxious the way we act, people will listen to us. We'll act like Christ. Christ was love. One of the people that didn't like him was the religious people because he was doing it perfect. They hated him. He was always making them look like a bunch of fools because he loved. He knew what it was to love. He went down to on the ground and rolled on the ground when they wanted to stone that girl who was caught in the act of adultery. He said, go and sin no more. Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. If we were there, we'd say, God, strike them all dead. But Jesus had a compassion about him. Boy, I would to God that you have a compassion to serve God. You have a compassion to lift him up high. You have a compassion to glorify and praise his holy name in your life. And the opportunities you get, that God would speak to your heart so you can speak to others. Hey, there's a lot of hurting people out there. A lot of hurting people. We read in the paper the other day that man got mad and stabbed his own 86-year-old mother. What's that? A lot of hurting people out there. Christmas is over, and from now on you're going to see in the paper a lot of people take their own life because they have nothing to live for. And they may not got what they wanted at Christmas. Or they gave something that cost them a lot of money to somebody else and they weren't appreciated. There's just a lot of junk going on out there. Would you please be the one that holds them back? Would you be the one that just encourages them? Would you be the one that says, hey, good to see you, instead of texting something mean to them? Why don't you be the one that changes this little spot of your life? I like what Mrs. Evans used to say. Why don't you give them what they, why don't you give people what they want? Don't be so tough. I'll show you. You ain't good to get that. Why don't you find out somebody's favorite thing and do it for them? Why don't you be the one that turns somebody's heart upside down? Say, wow, I guess life is good. Why don't you find something that somebody really needs? Find out somebody really, really hurting. Somebody who really, they're craving for affection. They're craving for someone to say, hey, I love you. You know, Dr. Jack Hiles used to say, if one teenager had one person, just one person, one adult, to care for them, they can make it. I remember after Christmas, and all the frivolity was over, and I was a high school boy. I even remember when I was a college boy. It was just kind of, seemed like there's something missing. Just maybe you could be that person and say, hey, how you doing? How you been? Talk to them. Some of your parents have a little trouble talking to your teenagers. Get them in the car and go to Helena. For when you get out of about Cascade, there's no internet access or phone coverage until you get over the hill on the hill. And they are going to talk to you or die. Thank God there's still places in Montana you can go, the phone don't work. Amen. They'll talk to you. I heard a girl talking to a lady this morning at our church. That's the longest I've ever heard that girl talk. And I don't know, man. She was just talking away. I was eavesdropping. I was in my office. And she was telling really the love of her heart, what she was interested in. And I thought, that's good. You know, let them talk. But you listen. You listen. Hey, let's walk for God. Let's walk with God. Father, thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us to serve you. I pray, Lord, Father, that you would move in our hearts and our lives, that we would get closer to you. And, Lord God, I pray that anyone here today, not sure they're saved, that they would get saved tonight. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here tonight, and you say, preacher, I am not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. But I sure need you. Help us, Lord Jesus. You're here tonight and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Say, I'm not saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I want to take care of that tonight. Why don't you come right now? Just step out of that seat, walk down this aisle. Say, I want to get saved tonight.